We start with another record. Here in the U.S., 11 million people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. And the drug company Moderna says, based on early data, its COVID-19 vaccine is 95% effective. In a few minutes, we'll take a look at that vaccine, which experts say won't be widely available for months.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked on NBC's Today Show about the importance of a presidential transition for the approval and distribution of the vaccine.
We want to get doses to people starting in December, and then we want to really get the ball rolling as we get into January, February, and March. We want a smooth process for that. And the way you do that is by essentially having the two groups speak to each other and exchange information.
And Fauci also said he was concerned that the Trump administration is still standing in the way of the Biden transition. So let's bring in NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robin.
And as you know, President Trump tweeted today that the positive vaccine results, quote, took place on my watch. Now, it's true, he did launch Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine effort. On the other hand, his advisor, Scott Atlas, tweeted out that people in Michigan should rise up against restrictions. Now, Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced new restrictions on Sunday after a spike in COVID cases there. But rise up against a governor who's been threatened. Thoughts?
You know, it's true that Donald Trump has focused on the vaccine. That's absolutely correct. But he hasn't been that involved in efforts to mitigate the virus. And what you've got is this really clashing set of messages. Scott Atlas telling people in Michigan to rise up against restrictions. Of course, that reminded everyone of President Trump's calls to, quote, liberate Michigan after some far-right protesters showed up at the state capitol with automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, and that was even before the kidnapping plot against the governor. Meanwhile, you have Jerome Adams, who's the Surgeon General, telling people to, quote, be a patriot and wear a mask. So it's been unclear all along where the Trump administration comes down on this, but once again, two different messages. One, we should mitigate, we should wear masks and socially distance. The other, we should rise up against all the restrictions.
Dangerous. Look, the General Services Administration has refused to sign off on the Biden transition. President-elect Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press he wants to see that change this week so that Biden can get necessary resources and briefings. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen until President Trump tells the GSA to do it. Ron Klain said that if the GSA would issue that formal statement allowing the resources to go to the Biden transition team, then Biden's team could meet with public health officials and receive intelligence briefings. And that's what the Biden camp wants. I just don't see it happening until President Trump wants it to happen. And when the GSA does that, that is a type of formal recognition that Joe Biden is the president-elect. And that's not, President Trump just isn't there yet.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm wondering how many Republicans are there. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson told NBC over the weekend he wants to see a smooth transition. But Republicans, by and large, are not standing up to the president, again, who claims without any evidence that the election was stolen and that he won. How long can they go on aiding and abetting? Yeah,
I think they can go on for quite a while. There are some official steps that will happen. The Electoral College will meet. But don't forget, Republicans don't want to cross the president before the January 5th special elections in Georgia because they don't want him to do anything that could jeopardize the chances of the two Republicans who are running there. So right now, Republicans are doing what they've done for the last 4 years, which is biting their tongue. Several of them have said Biden should get intelligence briefings, but for the most part, they are not standing up to the president.
Well, could it also be, I mean, there is that election, although some would say it's harder to make the case that Republicans need to turn out to keep the Senate if you're also saying that Biden isn't going to be the president. But what do you
That's
make of
too logical.
That, I mean, just, we only had a couple seconds, but the president had that huge turnout. So perhaps Republicans are looking at that as well, the supporters.
Yes, they need him to help get their voters out in Georgia. Absolutely. And if it doesn't make sense what they're saying, they don't mind.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Thank you, Mara.
You're welcome.